What do we got here? The Angels and the Seattle Mariners, top of the first inning. Okay, ball game on ESPN. Are they there? They're in Anaheim. I got to get down and see a baseball game down there, man. I haven't seen a ball game in Anaheim since they've redone the whole stadium. Last time I was at Anaheim Stadium, the Rams were playing there, you know, which is 20-plus years ago. I can't fucking believe it, but that's what it was. 30 years ago, we had season tickets. It was the 86 season. And that particular season was, if I'm not mistaken, that was the last, was that Jim Everett? No. That was Jim Everett's rookie season, I think. Then I started working for KLSX during the 87 and 80, during the 87 football season. And 88 season, I can almost remember the 88 season. The Rams went to the playoffs against Minnesota. I think they lost or some shit. They went down. And then the 89 season, they lost again to the 49ers, I think. And Rams were close to it all those years in the 80s. And when I had my season tickets there at Anaheim, I had really good seats too, man. I had right on the 20-yard line. We were halfway down the lower level, so we had good seats. I'm trying to think, man. Were we? Yeah, we had really good seats. I'm trying to think. It was lower level. And, you know, it's like, don't I remember? No. I remember there was a woman who came to every game with this increasingly larger kid, because I had these tickets for 10-plus years. And her name was Annie, and she was a blonde. And I went with the Swede, and I used to go with Dan Jr., and Those two guys would theorize. I think Annie was the girlfriend of a ball player, you know, and now she comes to all the games, and she probably had this kid who was this ball player's kid out of wedlock, or I don't know what the fuck, because the kid started out being this little twerp. By the time she, like the end of our run, the guy was like 9,000 feet tall. He was huge. Just one of those moments, you know. All right. Let's take a look now and see what we got here for news and shit. If it's noisy, I have the fan on in the background. Excuse me for any noise that we may be encountering. Got a meeting tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. out in Venice. major things afoot. What does this give more details on the... What fuck? What are they doing? Rolling this shit out in dribs and drabs? I don't know. Hillary Lee Chelsea going to the party in 7-11. You know, where is Chelsea's apartment in New York City? But I mean, what part of New York City? I will just tell you this, man. And this ain't no shit. I've had pneumonia. I've had double pneumonia, as I have. Look at this. Here's brains. Mr. Trump provided scant information of his own. On Wednesday, he taped an appearance on Dr. Mehmet Oz's daytime television show in which he discussed health to some degree, including the results of a physical last week, according to people present for the taping. But little information was available about what was said on the show, which will be broadcast Thursday, other than Mr. Trump said he was taking regular doses of statin, a drug that lowers cholesterol, and gave his weight as 236 pounds. That's bullshit. That motherfucker is not 236 pounds. That guy is 6'3". And if he's 236 fucking pounds, I'm 180 pounds. That guy's 250 easy. At 6'2", Mr. Trump would have a body mass of 30.3. The National Heart and Lung Institute, a National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute defines obesity as a BMI of 30 or more, and overweight as 25 to 29.9. So he's right on the verge of obese. He's over obese. Dr. Oz said he was slightly overweight. Look at that motherfucker when he's out on a golf course. Are you kidding me? Slightly overweight. I think we have to have Dr. Jim Sadler on to take a look at this. I think there's no doubt in my mind that Dr. Sadler must and will take a look at this. I'm fucking real, Jack. Try to tell me shit. You know what I'm saying? Or do you guys think I'm full of shit? Do you think I'm full of shit, or do you know what I'm saying? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we here to take more than we give? What will you lend on an old golden rule? I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, you're just a clown, Alfie. You are a clown who's going downtown, Alfie. God damn. Uh-oh. Oh, fuck. Now what? What's the fucking problem now, man? Jeez. What do we got here, man? Are we out of printer? That's very weird. I just had the printer go south on me for a second. And I thought it was out of paper, but it turns out it was just a slight belch. Clinton loses balance. Let me tell you what. Let me just say this. I had double pneumonia. Anybody says pneumonia to me, they had pneumonia, they lose their balance. I think, of course. Are you serious? Motherfucker, you can barely walk. The fact that that woman could fucking walk, the fact that that woman was back out on the trail doing her thing, I can't fucking believe it, man. I was laid up. I was laid up for 2 weeks. I should have been laid up for three because about 3 days before I went in the hospital, I couldn't climb the stairs in my house. About 2-3 days before I went in the hospital, 2 days before I went in the hospital, I had a hard time climbing the stairs in my house. I was fucked. My great doctor I have, Dr. Alt, Marine veteran doctor from Vietnam days. You know, he was at Da Nang when they were shuttling Vietnamese civilians back and forth between the Navy ships for medical care. He was one of the doctors, and great doctor, and he gave me really great treatment. He said, "Phil, I'm doing the best I can for you, and I don't think I'm going to keep you out of the hospital." I said, "Hey, that's okay. I understand." He said, "What I think happened is you had swine. I had swine flu that morphed into pneumonia. I was sick a week before I went in the hospital with a bad cough. Every time I coughed, my whole body fucking felt like somebody was stabbing me from the top of my head all the way to my feet, like just with needles. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? I knew I was sick. And then I did the biggest, dumbest fucking thing you could do. The stupidest goddamn thing you could do. I had a cough and I had congestion. I put the towel over my head and I breathed steam. And I threw a wad of Vicks into that steam, so I was breathing that sort of eucalyptus steam, which I thought would help clear my lungs. All it did was pack more moisture into my lungs and hastened the pneumonia. That was the stupidest goddamn thing I could have done. By the time I got to Dr. Alt, I was all fucked up. I went into an examining room in his office. He said, stay here. I fell asleep. He said, I've seen 23 people today, Phil. You're the sickest. I said, well, that's relative. He said, physically. He said, mentally, we know that already. He said, emotionally and mentally, we got you covered there. So, what will you take on an old golden rule? Alfie. Now, here's the other thing about women. People don't like to, you know, guys hate to hear this, but it's true. Women have better stamina than we men. Now, ever since that came to light, that women seem to have more stamina. It's not, now what is stamina? Well, first of all, it's the ability to withstand pain. Women withstand pain better than men. Or to put it another way, women can withstand discomfort for longer than men. Now, when that first came to light, when that first came to public eye, the first thing that happened was the men, as we always will do, started to scream and cry and say, you know, because I've never understood this, but I noticed that my brothers, many of my brothers are really, they got an attitude about women. Seriously, they just have a fucking attitude. These are generally guys that have lots of girlfriends, too. So it goes to show you the mindset of some women. But these guys got real fucking candy ass, you know, butthurt shit going on about women. Yeah, women. I mean, seriously. And when women are by themselves in a car, for instance, men take the opportunity to become positively abusive. And you can see it all through Twitter's a great spot for human behavior. I see it all the time. Females being called bitch, this, that, something else. Although, of course, I mean, guys call each other asshole and motherfucker and stuff like that. But anyway, guys really get upset when you tell them that women have more stamina. Somebody just jacked one for the Twins. Solo home run. Brian Dozier just cranked one. 41st home run this season. He just fucking cranked it and yanked it against the Tigers, the Tigres. Oh, this is, he didn't just, this is the highlights. Fuck this. I mean, he fucking smoked that motherfucker. Left field wall, downtown. God damn, what a fucking slugfest this was. Detroit, Minnesota, fifth inning, 6-5. Twins up, swung on, belted down the left field line for a triple. It's Dozier, hit a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. The ball, they try to bring it in, they can't. Ball game tied up. Come to the seventh inning. And come Preston Cabrera. Or Presley's the pitcher, Cabrera's the, he's a windup. Swung on, belted deep to left center. Forget it. Oh! Yep, bounded off the top of the fence, then over. Solo home run for Miguel Cabrera. 7-6 Detroit. And that's the final score is Detroit 9, Twins. Oh, the Twins suck this year. What am I? Who gives a shit? You guys blow. 54-92. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I was looking at the standings at the bottom of the heap there in the American League Central. Jesus. Dodgers and Yankees. We're going out to see the Dodgers on the 21st. And here we go. What the hell's that? Clayton Kershaw. God, he's got such a wicked fucking windup. Bound to look at this. That's got to fuck you up, man. Fuck the timing up of any hitter. What's going on here now? Bottom of the fourth. No score. Now we got a rain delay. Dodger Stadium? Bullshit. This ain't Dodger Stadium. It's fucking Yankee Stadium. It's in New York. Okay, thank God. We don't have no rain delays in L.A. Look at Kershaw just smoking the shit out of these motherfucking Yankees. Ninth inning. Home run. Base hit. Down the line. Score it. Chopper. Oh, what a fucked up throw. You just let her run in, bitch. 2-0 Dodgers win. Sorry, I didn't mean to say bitch. These are hardworking young men. All right. Well, that's something, isn't it? Isn't that some kind of a thing? All right. God damn it. You know, when I start watching baseball, I get really into it. I just love it. I mean, I do. I get into it. I haven't watched any fucking baseball this year at all, man. You know, what's bucket? You know, goddamn soccer season starts. Now I'm watching that goddamn English Premier League, and I love that. So I'm missing my fucking baseball. As Uber's robot cars hit the streets in Pittsburgh, the fears of its human drivers becomes a reality. It turns out, with all apologies to Philip K. Dick, robot cars have no need to dream of electric sheep and can drive all night long. And this sci-fi reality moment that many Uber drivers have feared was coming is now. The ride-hailing juggernaut customers can now hail a self-driving Uber in Pittsburgh. But the debut of robot cars should not come as a surprise either, since Uber CEO and co-founder Travis Nickel-Lockabuga-Gaga predicted in an interview that the end of human drivers was eventually nigh. And when those bad boys are made look the way to think about it, the magic of self-driving vehicles is that the reason Uber is expensive is because you're not just paying for the car, you're paying for the other dude in the car. And so when there's no other dude in the car, the cost of taking an Uber anywhere becomes cheaper than owning a vehicle. And of course, that means safer rides. That means more environmentally friendly. That means a lot of things. This guy Travis, co-founder of Uber, Travis Kalanick. Man, I'm telling you, it is an amazing era that we live in. And it is the new economy, guys. You know, this is the thing. Donald Trump, of all the lies that motherfucker tells, the worst lie of all is that he can somehow recreate these jobs that have been lost by, quote, bringing them back from China. That motherfucker is not telling the truth. And he knows full goddamn well that a lot of those jobs have just flat gone away because of the environment that we live in, because of the technology we live with, because of the technological revolution we're in the midst of, just like the Industrial Revolution. You've heard it said many times before. New skill sets are required. New abilities are required. Marlins and Braves had a slugfest of some kind. What is going on here, man, with this fucking thing? Huh? I got some problems here with this fucking deal, Diddy Bubba. Dr. Ron Tarner on Uber. All right, man. I'm ready. Are you? You better be. You better fucking be, because I'm ready to go. All right. What is tomorrow? Thursday? So we're good to go on Thursday. Yeah. And I already did two. What's today's Wednesday? Yeah, I did one, two. All right, good. Good, 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 good. Rich Uncle's. So I got my Rich Uncle's Crips. I've got my Bet DSI. Give me my Deep my DraftKings spots. DraftKings. Where's DraftKings? What do you mean last week, motherfucker? Are you? That's Rich Uncles, man. I got that. What I'm looking for is DraftKings. Which is, you know, it's really interesting, you know. There it is. This has got to be it. Oh, okay, cool. Well, what does that mean earlier this month? Oh, because this is the beginning of this goddamn month, isn't it? That's why. All right, I'm ready. Look at this fucking thing. We done? 24. All right, we're ready. How about these Washington Nationals, huh? How about these Nats, man? They used to call the Senators the Nats. They did. They called them the Nats. Back when I was a kid, the Washington Senators were still playing in Washington. And before they moved to Texas and became the Texas Rangers. And they were the expansion Washington Senators who replaced the old Washington Senators that moved to Minnesota and became the Twins. But they called them the Nats. I think it was out of habit why did they call them that? Then I used to see, when I was a kid, Lakers beat the Nats or the Nats beat. Then I realized, I didn't know this because I was kind of young and I didn't really get how basketball, what the teams were, you know. I knew the Lakers, I knew the Warriors, I knew the Hawks, and every now and again the Lakers would play a team called the Nats. It was Syracuse before they moved to Philadelphia and became the 76ers. And that was in the early, early 60s. I couldn't have been more than like 8 or 9 years old. I have a distinct memory of having the measles. And looking at the sports page, my dad brought me the sports page, and I saw Lakers beat the Hawks at home and went on to the NBA Finals. That was the 62-63 season. I would have been 10 years old. I was 10 years old, and I was in the fifth grade. And that April, when the playoffs started in the NBA, because they were, you know, much shorter season, maybe, or just fewer teams, whatever, but Lakers beat the St. Louis Hawks and went on to either the championship or the Western Division Final. But that was when they had Bob Pettit and Cassie Russell. I forget. All right. Man, it's a long fucking... I don't remember shit. Jerry West, I remember that. I remember the Lakers lineup, easy. We had Rudy LaRusso. We had... Elgin Baylor, we had Leroy Ellis, we had Jerry West, and we had Dick Barnett. And that was, you know, pretty much the starting lineup. Rudy LaRusso, big Italian, big guy. And then Baylor, you know, the ultimate fucking power forward. And then Leroy Ellis was sort of plugging up the middle there before we had Wilt and... Then Barnett and Jerry West. Zeke from Cabin Creek. West goes up to the fifth floor, leaves Frazier at the fourth. All right. They call him Zeke from Cabin Creek because he went to University of West Virginia. All right. Football is back to celebrate. DraftKings is hosting another fantasy. Football is back and to celebrate. DraftKings is hosting another free fantasy. Wait a minute. You butchered that, Henry. You butchered it, Henry. Wow. That's scary. Ready, set, begin.